This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Once again, these guys are late for a segment because they're hobnobbing with Marcos. Do they ever look at the computer and be like, hey, guys, 30 seconds left. Go over there. Like, yeah. We'll do it and we'll walk over and we'll take 45 seconds to get into our seats.
Oh, it's a purposeful.
Put our headphones on. Yeah. What else, dude? Like, what are you, Scooby-Doo trying to crack the case?
Lupe contributed to this one, too.
We were discussing.
Lupe!
Yeah, I know. She's a bad influence.
We were discussing what stuff Haley Steinfeld did.
To Josh Allen?
No. The movie she was in. She was in Pitch Perfect. She was in the Transformers movie, just Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
She's
in a lot of movies because she started when she was really young, like a little girl.
And
this is what you guys were late for the segment for?
Hawkeye.
That's it. Right.
Also, no, we were talking about one hit wonders.
Yeah, long story short, that is why they were late. But this brings me to a good point. Does Michael B. Jordan have little thumbs?
I think he does.
He does have baby thumbs. I saw that he does. What did he do? Like Entertainment Weekly or something like that?
Like a magazine cover of some sort. I don't know.
Ryan Tannehill had toe thumbs.
Toe thumb. Yeah, just like Megan Fox.
Yep.
Yeah.
Toe thumbs, dude.
Not good.
I ain't looking at her toes.
Not good.
I'm going to just put it out there.
You don't have to. You can look at her thumbs.
That guy tried in the robot sex movie. He tried looking at her toe thumbs.
Stop it. No way.
So,
spoiler alert.
Who's got toe thumbs? What does that
Ryan
look like?
Ryan Tannehill?
Oh, you got to see the toe thumbs, dude. Yeah, you got to show them the toe thumbs. I didn't know Tannehill had toe thumbs.
Though. Oh, he's got toe. And he was wide receiver in college.
But these, did you know that?
Here, come here.
These Michael B. Jordan thumbs, though. Like, does it really make him less handsome?
I'm not looking at his
toe thumbs.
That's a toe thumb. We get it.
Oh, it looks like
a toe.
It's bigger on the top.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what the toe thumb looks like.
It's like a frying pan.
It's like a bishop.
A frying pan?
Yeah.
What's that in chess?
Wait.
A deadspin investigation into Ryan Tannehill's thumbs.
You Google search that?
What's the...
It's a known thing, Jennifer. He has toe thumbs.
So pull up Michael B. Jordan's little thumbs? Yeah.
He has like a...
But he doesn't have toe thumbs. He has almost infant thumbs.
Yeah, that's...
But in a grown man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I need to know, is it Photoshop? Did we confirm if it was Photoshop?
I mean, if they did, they did him dirty.
Yeah. Make sure you put the B when you put this guy's name because... I got Michael Jordan on my
Yeah, three. He does have baby thumbs.
Baby thumbs, dude.
Yep.
What is going on?
He definitely does.
He can never really give a thumbs up.
Probably terrible at video games.
He kind of looks like Miles Garrett when Miles Garrett was 8.
He does have baby thumbs.
Yeah, he's got baby thumbs. There it is. That's the one that went viral.
Yeah.
It was on GQ. See his thumb?
You. Look at that.
Look at that thumb.
Little baby thumb.
What if he has...
problems opening up bottles and stuff.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. No, he needs flip. He needs flip top.
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, Jennifer.
No way.
Oh, they are so tiny.
Yeah. See, he's got baby thumbs. Oh. Creed can't have baby thumbs. That's why. But
honestly,
but you couldn't really see it in with the gloves on, you know? Because everybody's thumbs are equal with boxing gloves on.
Is he a movie part or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows, dude? He's probably, I mean, he's a movie star. I'm sure he's got a lot of roles coming out.
Yeah, he does have a lot of stuff coming out, but
here, this is for our viewing audience out here. There's his baby thumb.
Oh wow, okay.
Baby
it looks
thumb.
Like it needs another knuckle.
Yeah,
like they.
You
forgot.
Know what it looks like? It looks like. Not to mention it for the second time today, but it looks like Antonio Alfonseca's extra thumb. Okay. That's
he
what it looks
have
like.
An extra thumb. He had an extra pinky.
Whatever, dude. Like it looked like a digit that wasn't
Could
quite the full way.
Could you imagine somebody with two thumbs?
Be crazy.
Didgeridoo.
Probably throw a mean changeup.
No, the changeup is with the fingers. It's not with the thumbs.
Two of them.
Two
thumbs. You'd probably be able to spin it.
Yeah, dude.
Call that the strange up.
What?
I don't know.
Too much.
No, he heard that once. So you say, oh, he had a string on that one. That's change up, buddy.
Headline.
I think they did them dirty because in another picture, they look relatively normal.
So did you think like...
Oh, now you're looking at his thumb?
So I can't
you think
looking.
That's AI thumb? Like maybe they didn't actually
just
have
just a bad angle.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want him. Then he goes, oh, man, the thumb was blurry. He goes, don't worry, we got you. And then they gave him a toddler thumb.
You know what? In every picture I've seen, his hands look different.
I'm like, nope. I was saying if I went to the side, would your nose look smaller?
You're a bastard. The only thing that's going to make my nose look smaller is if I'm next to number 5 on the Heat.
Oh, my goodness.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai at Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Cam Ward.
Oh, yeah.
He has put a warning out.
Uh-oh.
Anybody who doesn't draft him.
Hurricane warning.
He was getting his Davey O'Brien Award.
He's just getting that award?
Yeah, I don't know why the awards, everybody's getting their awards late. I don't know what that is. But he was just getting his award. There's a photo of him and
Juno. Usually the Davey O'Brien is the guy that wins the Heisman. It's weird that they were split this year.
Well, he said, if you don't draft me, that's your fault. You've got to remember that you're the same team that's got to play me the rest of my career, and I'll remember that.
Ooh.
End quote.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Yeah?
I believe him.
I believe it, too.
I believe him. I saw, dude, I got very scared during the break because I saw that rat weasel, Nevin Shapiro. He said that he's hearing that the Jets are going to trade up, and I'm like, wait, didn't you say that there was already a package deal with the Giants? So he's already 0-1. But... I would hate it if he went to the New York Jets.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want him to be on the New York Jets.
Nope.
You don't want to have to root against
them. Right. I hate it when Santana Moss went to the Jets and Vilma went to the Jets. I hated that, dude.
Man.
You know, it'd be awesome if they did trade up and he was number one. Like, great story for him, but I don't want him to be on the Jets.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more than sure that happened when I went to Cleveland.
I know. Oh, yeah, you were in that situation. Yeah, you were in that situation. Didn't you have to give advice to Braylon Edwards?
No. Well, listen, I mean... He was like, they don't like me because I went to Michigan, and they called me and asked me about it. I said, no, they don't like you because you keep dropping the damn ball. I said, yeah. Once you produce, they'll forget where you went to school because you're a Brown.
Yeah.
That was it.
Needless to say, Braylon never called him back.
Nah. I mean, look, you can get mad at whatever you want, but that fact is that fact. So, like, yeah, you dropped a lot of passes. That's fine. I get it, but you can't get mad at somebody saying something about it.
I'm going to tell you something right now, though. If Cam Ward does go change the Jets franchise, like, it seems impossible because that's, like, a force, like, unlike any other.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. No.
But
so who's the coach there? Who did they hire?
Glenn.
Remember,
yeah, Aaron Glenn.
Jaden Daniels changed the Commanders.
He did change the Commanders.
But wait.
The Commanders.
But keep in mind, the Commanders changed everything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they still have Woody Johnson. That's true.
Yeah.
But they changed everything. So think about that.
Woody Johnson.
The owner, GM, coach, quarterback. All that changed.
Cody says, what's the track record on QB saying that? I don't feel like I've heard a QB say that in a while.
No. No,
I don't feel I like I have
every football.
There's a lot of doubt, but I will say it's interesting.
Lamar had a situation where he wanted to play quarterback, and everybody wanted him to do other things.
Yeah, Bill Polian famously said he should be a wide receiver, and which is funny.
He's two MVPs into it now.
Yeah. Yep.
See, that's the thing. I think there should be penalties.
Two MVPs in that draft class, right?
Oh, wow.
That would be three.
Well, three total, but yeah. two quarterbacks.
So I would say this. I think that we should be able to hold those comments over them forever.
I don't think Polian got another gig, did he?
Because it was the craziest thing you could say.
It was crazy.
Right?
But.
And so why do people feel like they have to have the hot take moment? Right? Like, that's the one thing that, like, kind of weirds me out about doing some of those things when you're with somebody else. They always feel like they have to say on-edge stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, you don't. So Bill Polian saying that, like, is like, wow.
I just feel like I don't know. Like, I know everybody's skeptical on him and Shador.
I'll tell you why. It's because when you watch them play, they seem like they take their sweet ass time and are nonchalant with playing the position. Now, I will say this. I've seen these guys make on-schedule throws and accurate throws.
And Shador's line sucked.
Right. So, I'm not going to say that. This is sometimes, if you appreciate the position being played, you also appreciate the person playing it because they can play it the way it needs to be played at that moment. So I'm more than sure if Shador or if Cam had an offense that was timing and accuracy that they could do it. But I'm not going to just say, oh, just because how they played in college doesn't matter, because I got to tell you, ain't nobody would have drafted Josh Allen in the first round if you went by what he did in college.
Nope.
No chance. So let's not have a double standard here. They both have extreme talent. They both have shown they can throw it accurately. If you have a question about the timing thing, that's the same question you have with all quarterbacks coming out of college that can pat the ball for 5 and 6 seconds because their offensive line is so dominant.
But, like, this guy so obviously could, like, he was so obviously, Cam Ward, good enough to take a program that he was very much, like, holding up on his shoulders,
mm-hmm.
especially offensively.
Yes.
And, yeah, there was some recklessness to him at times, but it almost felt like necessary reckless.
Right. So that's what and you know what? This is what pisses me off about this. For the last 2 years, they've been giving Josh Allen all these excuses as to why he has to take chances because of the players he has on his team and this and that, right? Mm-hmm. They always say that. They say, oh, well, they just give the ball to Josh and he has to make plays all the time. If he had more help, maybe he wouldn't take those chances or the same thing. So why can't that apply to other quarterbacks who are trying to win football games for their team where they got to take chances? Cam Ward knew damn well he had to score a lot of points because his defense couldn't stop anybody. So, yeah, he's maybe forcing some balls. He's taking some shots that he wouldn't normally take because he knows that he doesn't have a defense that can support him.
Take a break here on the show. But first, if you guys want to go see Jason Aldean at the I Think Financial Amphitheater right now, caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 will win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean, who's bringing his full throttle tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in October. Giving away tickets all week. It's a Live Nation show. But if you guys want to go see Jason Aldean, caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Back with you here. You're still late. You're late. I have started talking. You are still pulling up to the microphone.
I am prepared to talk now.
I'm glad.
Go ahead and finish your little
15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. The Heat, they'll be back in action on Friday. Tyler Hero is your 3-point champion. And happy birthday to Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Yes. Oh, you haven't traded him.
Well, not yet, dude. Not yet.
He's pretty close. He's pretty close, too.
Watch out with whatever you eat tonight, Jaime, please.
Yeah, your tummy's been a little sensitive lately, dude. Take it easy, all right? Take it easy.
I figure he, you know, they're used to spicy. Yeah.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, when you think of, he's Mexican, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think of spicy food, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. When I say Cuban, I don't think spicy.
Chile.
Meh. But maybe he's got some, I've been having these issues. My wife's been having these issues. Maybe he's got gallbladder issues.
Gallbladder?
Gallbladder?
Somebody, I don't know.
Don't have a gallbladder.
Huh.
Jaime's had tummy issues, but apparently whatever has ravaged the Heat locker room was legit. Like, it wiped everybody out. Yeah. You know?
I think, was Bam like the only survivor?
Yeah, maybe.
Was Bam? You want to know how he's the best defender in the league? Can't get to his tummy. Can't get to his tummy, dude.
Defends against the flu.
Bam's like, no, you're not getting me.
Find out a culprit. Is it the Gala? Was it the Gala?
I don't know.
It's got to be the Gala.
I don't know if it was the Gala.
So what happens
maybe
when you don't have my
voice? It was one
there.
Of those flus, and then since they were all in the same room.
Oh, that happened. Dude. Hmm? There's a couple of things, like, you had to be, like, because keep in mind, football, there's more guys in the room.
Yeah.
Once a camp, somebody would get staph infection. So they would just disappear.
Any position particularly gross? I'm guessing offensive line.
Gotta be the line.
So, and they would just be gone for 7 days in the hospital, and then they would clean everything.
Oof.
So they're like, hey, we're off tomorrow morning. Don't nobody come in. And they would, like, sanitize everything.
That's gross.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, we had, like, my buddy Steve, love him like a brother.
The one who tapes his hair?
Love him like a brother, but he is one of the nastiest individuals I have ever met in my life.
The Key West guy.
Key West, yeah.
I can see that.
Mm. Yes.
He's basically a Viking.
Yes. I mean.
Not a Minnesota Viking.
We went up to Cleveland in January to be honorary captains, and I was in a coat, jeans, a shirt. He was wearing flip-flop shorts and a jacket.
Sounds about right. Checks out.
Yeah.
Checks out. Man. Also. Some cat talk here, also brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia.
Wow.
The Cats, they'll be back in action after this whole tournament gets going, taking on the Kraken. But in the meanwhile...
The Kraken are already here.
Are they already?
I think so.
The Kraken are here? Yeah. Or are you just getting Kraken emails?
You know what? When I went up to Seattle, they had a Kraken game, but my train was at 4, and the game was at 8.
Trains.
You know, you'd be doing so many more things if it wasn't for trains.
Damn trains. They're really holding you back.
I know.
Panthers and Kraken on Saturday. I can't imagine the Kraken are here already, Leroy. That would seem like a
trend. The Kraken will hold practice at Baptist Health Iceplex on Wednesday, February 19th.
Okay, tomorrow. So they'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Why did you read it like that?
Well, I'm just saying. You're making it sound like I didn't read that they were going to be here long before they play.
Hey, you're the one who asked me hockey questions. Maybe I should ask you. You know the Kraken's practice schedule.
I read the little thing they sent us.
Why would you do that? You barely read emails from us.
It's true.
It is. Valid point. I was just like, why are we getting Kraken stuff? And I saw Iceplex, so then I read more.
Do you feel like we're going to have a great environment with the Sully and Murphs on Thursday for this showdown?
Oh, yeah, it's USA.
USA, Canada.
USA.
Part deux.
It's kind of like how... Miami fans and Michigan fans can come together to hate Notre Dame, right? Even if you got to play one another,
yeah,
you will come together for that. The enemy of the enemy is my friend.
Are we starting off with another fight though? Like, I feel like that's what's got to happen, or do you think?
Except they're going to try to initiate.
You think it's okay? So Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhardt are going to be like, all right, it's go time.
They don't fight though.
Bennett does.
Yeah,
Bennett does. He looks like a Peaky Blinder. He does, dude. So he also looks like the Lorax.
Jeez.
What?
The Lorax? I mean, the Lorax just looks like summertime Grinch.
Yeah. Speaks for the trees.
I talk to the trees, too, but I'm not sober.
See? Come here.
Sam Bennett.
He's done a side by side. It's on his Instagram, I believe.
Lorax, dude.
I'm not a fan of that. It just looks fake, doesn't it?
Well, it looks fake.
See, now you can't tell. If only the.
No, but he. But
Sam Bennett, the golfer.
Who's that?
He's a golfer, too.
Does he have an accent?
No, he's from.
Loser.
Sam Bennett always comes to the game, though, dressed with that Peaky Blinders hat on.
Oh, yeah, because he's got no hair.
Very menacing.
He's very young to not have any hair, right?
Very menacing. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Is there a reason why you say that?
28 and bald.
Yeah.
At least he's not trying to hang on for dear life.
You think that's early? Woo.
Yeah, that's a little early.
Okay.
But he's hanging, you know, maybe he decided, like you. He's like, you know what? What am I hanging on for?
Well, I didn't see. I went bald before that. Before, and then one time I tried to, you know, let it grow back.
Oh.
And I was like, Weezy! But the top of my head looked like George Jefferson, old Cowboy Stadium, right? People could look on that and see all the way down the midfield. So yep. I was like, well.
We'll take a break. When we come back, the damage is done, my friend. To wrap things up is next.
Damage is done.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Final segment of the show. Switching it up a little bit because we got stood up by my favorite Brit.
He's angry now. We can tell.
Is that your damage because you're upset?
Nah, we'll be on tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. He got stuck with the kiddos.
Maybe. He's always fairly punctual, so he probably got held up.
He had something with the kids. Yeah, apparently in Great Britain, they also raise their children. So it happens.
Wow, what a strange thing to say.
It happens.
That's their problem.
I'll allow it.
I know they get, they've been getting paternity leave. They do paternity leave too.
That's a thing?
That's nice.
Yeah. Mm. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was literally clearing my throat that time. Mm-hmm. I can understand where it'd be like, how lucky are they?
Yeah, man. No, my damage is done.
Yeah.
Goes back to what we were talking about earlier on in the program, which is to Bruce Sherman and Peter Bendix.
Damage is done.
Like, again, guys, I don't want to hose down the Marlins season before it starts. I always go into every baseball season with a sense of optimism. That's the beauty of baseball. You never quite know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just these two in front
of
microphones.
It's hard to believe you.
It's just hard to believe you. It's hard to believe you. I guess I give you credit for not lying, because it's not like they're sitting here being like, we're not trading Sandy like Nick Saban. Like, they're basically saying, you know, he's going to be there open day. The thing is, though, guys, you haven't really been good at the home run trades lately, you know? And I guess I'm going it back a little with you, Shermanator. Because you've been at this rebuild thing for a while, going back to Jeets to Kimang, and now you got, you know, Stats Boy here. But I just don't understand. Why can't I just keep Sandman? Hmm. You know, you're going to blow it. Like, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get a haul for him. I like watching him pitch. He is a great representation of the team. He wants to be down here. Bought Pudge Rodriguez's mansion, statue and all. I don't understand. Why can't I just have my favorite pitcher be here? And you're going to sit here being like, dang it, Bruce. And the damage is done. Like, you've already put a sour taste in my mouth to start the season. I can't even enjoy Sandman coming back from Tommy John surgery because I'm already thinking about, well, he's a goner by May. So the damage is done, my friend. What do you got, Leroy?
So we were in there watching, looking at Jennifer's pictures, and she was talking about
her trip. Let's specify.
Oh yeah, of your trip, and she was talking about, you know, the different places they went and whatever, and then she gets to the part of where she says
where I was sitting at a park.
She was sitting at a park, and she showed her mom a sign or whatever
that there was bears and to not feed the bears,
right? Mm.
And then Marcos being Marcos.
Marco goes, oh, she's afraid of the bears.
Okay, hold on.
Like, that Marco's not.
That's not.
Why would
you made it sound like
she be afraid of the bears?
Your ass would be able to just go. What would you do?
This is an unfair.
No, it's not. What would you do if you were confronted by a bear?
Okay.
Also, he said it because I never told anyone I was with that there was a sign of bears because I didn't want to leave the park. I just
So really
wanted to be there.
Mama Figgy was like, whoa, bears, not me. And I was like, big deal, bears, you know, bears exist.
What kind of bear, though?
See?
Black bears.
Black bears, no.
No.
You see?
That's a little bitty Florida black bear.
I take a picture of the sign.
What do you mean, little bitty black? Like, black bears are black bears, you know?
They're not as big as the...
You think Seattle black bears are bigger?
No. They don't have black bears.
See, I was not in
bears.
Seattle.
If it was a grizzly bear.
Grizzlies.
You know.
They have grizzlies.
In Seattle?
Yeah.
They don't got no grizzlies.
A grizzly's one thing. A black bear, you're like, coochie-coochie-coo, it's nothing.
I don't know why.
Like a puppy.
Like a little teddy bear.
I don't know why.
Look, this is a sign.
Intangibles.
What kind of bear?
That looks like a grizzly bear in the
street. I don't know. Can I ask you a question?
It isn't specified.
Why do intangibles think they could coochie-coochie-coo any animal?
Not any animal. I just told you.
No, no, no.
A grizzly bear.
No. Because I saw videos of a guy rednecking it on the side of the road. He saw a gator, went over there, played with the gator, and it got his leg bit off.
We were doing this weekend. We went to the Nut, which is Peanut Island. And so...
I I'm so sorry.
When you go to the nut, you know you're going to be dealing with all types of sea life, right?
Ah.
But I'm a coochie-coochie, you know? Like it's.
So you go up to the fish and pet them?
Yeah.
I try to do the same
thing. We got a starfish this week. It was a wee.
Oh, you pick them up?
Yeah, baby. It's a tide pool.
Do you mess with the, you don't see any.
Saw a stingray. I was trying to catch him, but he was fast. Could have had a Steve Irwin situation.
That stingray knew you were up to shenanigans. Hey. Yeah. He's like, we out of here.
Yeah, I said not today, Tobin.
Barracuda. I saw a little barracuda.
Yeah, as long as you don't have nothing silver.
I had this on.
Ooh.
He didn't even want none, though. He just wanted to go about, around his barracuda.
Aren't they
day.
Very difficult to catch?
Barracuda?
Yeah.
Very fast.
Exactly.
Especially at the nut.
Y'all went to Pier. Isn't the water cold?
No, it was beautiful. Perfect.
Really?
Perfect.
It seems like it's
perfect.
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 Hung out with the parrots at the nut. It was a great time.
Can you stop saying that?
Barracuda.
What?
Yeah, I don't like that.
So wait, we're still playing bingo. Hearing Leroy say coochie coo. Coochie coochie coo was not on my bingo card.
Water was good, dude. Water was good, Nunya Buzz.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So it wasn't cold.
Nah, the water was perfect at the nut.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't perfect.
Hold on, because you don't know exactly what he means by that. Because our level of perfect can be something completely different to him.
It wasn't like a polar bear. I don't know. I didn't bring a thermometer. I swam in it for 2 hours. It was great.
Celsius.
How hot was it? Outside.
How hot was it outside? It was pretty hot.
Wow.
It was pretty hot.
That's good.
It was pretty hot.
I can't trust.
See, water gets warmer after my birthday.
I cannot trust any.
Late April.
But you can always trust the nut. It's a great time.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to have a great time at the nut, Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Great. All right.
Peanut so, Island. Marcos is my damage is done.
Oh. Again, though.
Okay. I'm thinking. Like, I want to see you in the woods. I want to drop him off in the woods and have him.
You know what? Let's go back to Washington.
What is that? Afraid and Alone? Scared and Afraid? What's that show?
Naked and Afraid.
Huh? Naked and Afraid. Yes.
I would sure like to drop you off.
That hurts.
The first thing I noticed about watching that show, nobody's ever left there with a whole bunch of bug bites. They all got bug bites when they leave. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Dade South says Tobin's going to look like Harrison Ford in New Captain America if he stays at the nut too long.
Ooh, really red.
I mean,
spoiler alert.
I tell you what, I had a bad sunburn, yeah. Because it was one of those days where I was like, I don't think I need it, but I probably should use it.
You always need it.
Look,
Tobin.
There's two people on this show that always need some type of protection.
You look good, though. I don't use
a lot of suntan lotion or sun lotion. I don't.
You should always.
I tan pretty great.
Always. No, it's not about the tanning. It's about your
protecting
skin.
Protecting your skin.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Dude.
Look at that, right?
How many times I've sweated?
Let me tell you something. That sun kicks white people's ass.
Nah, not
I'm
me,
just
dude.
Saying.
It does.
Couple drinky poos, you're good.
You're going to look like Harrison Ford.
I'm not going to look like Harrison Ford. Listen, I've swam with the nut plenty, okay? So I know how much sun lotion I need.
Why do you call it sun lotion?
That's what it is.
That's the error in everything he's ever said.
I got to pick and choose because he goes.
Shmeet says Tobin's going to walk around looking like a pork rind.
No, that, what do they call him in Spanish?
Chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
Oh, yeah.
Chicharrones. We call them pork rinds.
G-Rich just says, stop calling it that. Jennifer, what do you got for damages done?
My damages done just goes to a very unliked comedian.
Oh.
Who performed, quote unquote, at the Improv this past weekend. The damage is done where you act the way you are, the way you do. You are a jerk to people, and people are not going to want to interview you.
Wow.
The damage is done.
Tell you what, he was complaining.
What do you mean he was
you
complaining?
You chose that road.
Why does no one want to talk to me?
Well, he said that at the show?
Apparently he was outside going back and forth, trying to get some attention.
Yeah, but like...
No!
I don't have any questions for him right
now. What are we going
to
talk about?
I don't know what
no
to talk
No one wants to talk to him.
Oh, let's talk about that one show you were in.
I don't really have anything for...
So
what do you even ask
for JP?
A person like that?
So what I would say is this. Just because you show up don't mean people want to talk to you.
Right. I don't
know. No one wants to talk to you.
It's not a knock on you. It's just that.
It's nothing against you.
Right.
I have plenty against him, actually.
Well, yes. JFig is holding a grudge because of an interview from years ago where he was a jerk at QAM to her.
Yelling at me. Who does he think he is?
Lloyd!
Very angry.
So that was when he was at his.
That wasn't when he was.
That was like 2018.
It was kind of the same thing. Like he had the whole outfit, the same thing on.
Yeah, I don't. Like,
but I had nothing for him. That's all.
By the way,
that's good.
You know, Marcos, you know why people laugh when they go to the comedy club?
They are influenced by other people laughing.
No.
All right.
They're going there, and you when you go somewhere and say, I'm going to have a good time, or I'm going to laugh because there's a comedy club, it don't matter who's the person up there. You're going there with the right frame of mind.
That's not true.
It's just like a heckler. A heckler is going there to heckle. I don't care who the comedian is.
You deal with hecklers a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Sometimes, though, it's not like I'm heckling that I'm attempting to ruin your set. It's heckling that I think you're only talking to me.
Oh, jeez.
So now we're having a conversation when, like, I'm doing a show, ma'am. Please.
Hey, JFig hates Jeremy Pigeon.
There's nothing wrong with what he just said.
Witcher.
So
I gotta tell you, the one who got us out of that, honestly, was Dina. She's like, yeah, they have somebody coming up right now. I was like, yeah, that's good.
It's a good cover up because if I was here, I would have been like, kick the sharpest of rocks, you bum.
Wow.
Very aggressive, Jennifer. Very aggressive.
If you need me to do it better because of the levels.
Let's, like, if I said, I'm Jeremy, I'd like to be on your show.
Kick the sharpest of rocks, you bum!
Wow.
Jeez. I guess we got the show end.
Sorry,
now.
Jeremy Pigeon.
Finally got our show closer.
Yeah, we got to get rid of Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yep. What do you got, Frog Boy? What's your damage done? Quickly. Oh. Sorry, we left you very little time.
Not a problem. I'll keep it quick because it's pretty self-explanatory. My damage is done. Goes to planes.
What?
What the hell is going on?
Dude, what is going on with planes?
The hell is going on?
I don't think we should have cut stuff from them. People need to fly.
It's
very strange.
Great news. Nobody died. I'm still scarred for life.
Yeah, okay. Now watch the landing here. It looks like it's totally normal.
Just when you think you're
and
fine.
And then it flips over.
Wow.
Fire. Everyone's fine.
Plane is better form landing than Tua.
And there's a line that was drawn, say the runway was over here.
You got to roll.
Because you can't tell whether he's landing on runway or grass.
Because there was snow there.
Did it lose a wing and that's why it went over?
You don't lose a wing, Tobin!
Tuck and roll.
He loses a wing. You lose a wing sometimes. You lose a wing under your car seat all the time.
Look, I don't know.
Yeah, see? Lost a wing.
Lost a wing.
Well, no, probably.
I think he just, well,
it's almost like he bottomed out.
Jeez. Let's see.
Two wings here. I want you to know. Wings. Everything seems fine here.
Oh, he's landing pretty hard. Yeah, that was a bounce.
Jeez.
That's what it was.
Not good.
Two wings don't make a right.
What? This is a very insensitive thing to say right now.
Nobody died, he told me. He said nobody died.
Yeah, thankfully.
If nobody dies, jokey jokes are for jokes.
No, this is a very serious thing. Planes are falling, Tobin.
Planes are falling.
And they're flipping now.
Damage is done. I'm scared.
Damage is done.
That's a show, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Hit the bricks. It's Kalel Ware's team anyway. The two best bigs on the Miami Heat are Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic. I'd say put on your A1s, bam, and get to step in. It's Kalel Ware's team now. The two best bigs on the Miami Heat are Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic.
We need pooper scoopers.
I'm not pooping
on our night because we got a party pooper.
I've never seen her.
Bye.
Afternoons in the sports world are made better by Hawk and Crowder. Lots of fun. Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.